Even though Wisconsin was only 13 years old as a state, hundreds of Wisconsin volunteers rallied after the bombardment of Fort Sumter to save the Union they had so recently joined. Historian and author Lance Hertigan says it was like 9/11.
Then when that numbness began to wear off, there was this great surge of patriotism. How could they fire on our flag at Fort Sumter? How could they try to destroy the nation that our fathers and grandfathers, the great-grandfathers formed? Then there was this great patriotic revival. And if you were a young man of age, you felt the need to go.
The Wisconsin Veterans Museum, Department of Veterans Affairs, and museums across the state will be holding events remembering the Civil War. Hertigan has written a book called Those Damn Black Hats about the Wisconsin Volunteers and is finishing a book on the state's Iron Brigade. The legacy of the Civil War in Wisconsin is in the accomplishments of those who return from the battlefield to change their fledgling state.
You know, people always ask me, well, we don't have any battles in Wisconsin. Why do we have a commission? Well, the answer to that is that the men who fought all those battles are buried in our churchyards and our cemeteries. You can go to any cemetery in Wisconsin, you'll find Wisconsin vets who went off to serve. So they're there. They played a role, and we all did.
You can get more information on the Sesquicentennial Commission and its work by visiting the website CivilWarWisconsin.com. I'm Jeff Peterson for the Wisconsin Radio Network.